请我们再翻到圣经。
Let's turn.
约翰一书。
Let's turn the Bible to 1 John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
请我们念一到三节。
Let's read verse 1 through 3.
我们念中文跟英文啊，我念弟兄姊妹跟我一起念中文，然后跟吴浩弟兄一起念英文。
We will read Chinese and then English.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父相儿子基督基督相交的。好，我们
Let's read English. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard,so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
这里的相交就是一同有份的意思。
The word fellowship here means partaking.
我们再看第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们念十节到十二节。
Let's read verse 10 through 12.
我们先念中文哈。信神儿子的就有这见证，在他心里；不信神的，就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证。这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
English. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testament in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
第十三节，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
Verse 13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John, Chapter 1.
一到四节。
Verse 1 through 4.
好，我们一起读中文。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借他造的。凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。这生命就是人的光。OK.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of man.
生命在他里头。这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and that life was the light of man.
我们再读十七节、十八节。
17 and 18.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。 从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
17. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
没有人看见神。
No one has seen God.
只有父在父怀里的独生子把他显明出来。
Only begotten in the bosom of the Father declares him.
我们再看翻到启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
第一节到第六节，第一章第一节到第六节。
Verse chapter 1, verse 1 through 6.
好，中文的我们一起。耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念着书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John,who testifies to everything he saw, that is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come,and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us, and has freed us from sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests, to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. 约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会。
John wrote to the seven churches in the province of Asia.
他一开始时候说了几句话。
In the beginning, he had a few words.
他说愿恩惠平安归给你们。
May grace and peace to you.
从哪里来呢？
Where is it from?
从那昔在、今在、以后永在的。
From him who is and who was and who is to come.
和他宝座前的七灵。
And from the seven spirits before his throne.
和从耶稣基督
and from Jesus Christ,
这位耶稣基督
this Jesus Christ,
就是诚实做见证的
is the faithful witness,
是从死里首先复活的
the firstborn from the dead,
他是万王之王
he is the king of kings,
圣经上写的他是世上君王的元首
as it's written, the ruler of the kings of the earth,
就是万王之王的
that is the king of kings.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主愿正是愿意你这些话语刻在我们的心板上。
Lord, may you imprint these words in our hearts.
愿你自己在你的教会跟耶稣基督里得到荣耀，直到永永远远。
May you be glorified in Jesus Christ and His Church forever.
愿你灵与我们同在。
May your Spirit be with us.
因为你在我们的当中
Because you are in among us
你向我们吹气
You breathe unto us
你叫说的听的都在一个灵里
those who speak, those who listen are in the same spirit.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们这一次去保罗行踪的时候，
we followed Paul's footstep this time.
我们有一个中间有一次有机会到达去看这个当时在亚细亚的七个教会。
In the middle, we had opportunity to visit the seven churches in Asia.
我们去了没有去全部的七个 church。
We didn't visit all seven of the churches.
我们除了这几个 church 以外，我们也到了拔摩岛上。
We also went to the island of Patmos.
从这个地图上来看，这一个整个是现在的土耳其的地点。
On the map, this is the country of Turkey. This is all belong to Turkey.
Turkey. Yeah.
Turkey.
那这边是希腊。
Over there is Greece.
这里是拔摩岛。
That is the island of Patmos.
以弗在 the church 在以弗所的教会。
The Church of Ephesus.
在斯美纳的教会。
Church of Smyrna.
在别加摩的教会。
Church of Pergamos.
在推亚推拉的教会。
Of Thyatira.
在沙迪的教会
of Sardis,
在菲拉铁菲的教会
of Philadelphia,
在老底加的教会
and of Laodicea.
我们这次从叙利亚的安提亚
we started with Antioch at Syria,
我们一直到了走到大树
to Tarsus,
然后走到经过到了底西底的安提亚
went to Antioch Pisidis,
然后到了别加
Perga,
住在亚大利的港口
at the port of Italy
然后不是住在亚大利我们经过亚大利的港口
through the port
然后我们就开始去访问了这七个教会那我们到了老底加教会
and then we went up to the seven churches starting with Laodicea
我们到了腓拉铁菲教会的我们到了老底加的旧城
We went to the old city of Laodicea.
我们到了腓拉铁菲的旧城。
And the old city of Philadelphia.
我们也到了以弗所。
And also the town of Ephesus.
我们住在斯美纳。
We spent overnight at Smyrna.
我们到了别加摩。
And then we went to Pergamos.
然后，其实我们后来就到了，有一天坐船特别到。拔摩岛。
One day we took a boat to Patmos.
这里是地中海。
This is the Mediterranean Sea.
这就是那居比路岛。
The island of Cyprus.
那这边过去，我们后来从这个地方到特罗亚。
Went to Troy.
然后从这边再坐船到希腊，到了马其顿。
We took boat and went to Macedonia, Greece.
Thank you. 我已经用完了。我在拔摩岛上的时候
On the island of Patmos,
我就一直在思想弟兄姊妹也一起在思想这个当时约翰到拔摩岛上在那里所遭遇的事情以及写了这个启示录
I was meditating upon what John has gone through and when he wrote the book of Revelation
我们知道刚刚弟兄带我们念的圣经里面以及我们念的圣经里面当主向约翰显现的时候在金灯台行走他嘱咐他写信给这个七个教会但是他的写给信是交给哪一位
When the Lord appeared to John and gave him the letters who was the letter addressed to
我就想到说当他在每一封开始的时候他就说我要写信给 以弗所教会的使者。
In the beginning of every letter, it started with to the angel, to the messenger of the church.
我在那里有个祷告。
I had a prayer that day.
我说主啊，这教会里不是有监督吗？
I asked, Lord, isn't it there are bishops in the church?
教会里不是有长老吗？
Isn't there are elders in the church?
教会里不是有牧者？
Isn't there pastors in the church?
为什么你把信不交给这些人呢？
Why wasn't the letter to these
people? 你去交给一个使者呢？
But to the messenger.
是这些人跌倒了吗？
Have these men fallen?
是这些人失职了吗？
Have these men missed their duties?
这些人不是按在圣灵里面来让他们能够有这样的职事吗？
Aren't they given the ministry in the spirit?
他们不是出于勉强，是出于甘心吗？
It's not forced, but willing.
他不是出于贪财，乃是为了乐意吗？
Not coveting for profit, but willing.
他不是在那里辖制所托付他们的，而是在那里做群羊的榜样嘛。
They're not forcing the flock, but as the example of the flocks.
可是主没有叫把这个信给这些人。
But the Lord did not give the letter to these men.
我就想在主心意的教会里面，
I was thinking in the heart of the Lord.
有了一些状况。
The churches had some condition.
所以就叫我在一起跟弟兄姊妹思想一件事情。
So I'd like to meditate with you upon one thing.
我一开始思想就想到说，当保罗帮使徒约翰写信给这七个教会的时候，一开始他先说了几句话。
When John started the letters, he started with a few words.
如果教会出了状况，
If the church is in a bad condition,
是错在什么地方呢？
Where is the problem?
那个标准在哪里呢？
Where is the standard?
他说那个标准，他说就在这一个起初开始那一个做见证的自己。
The standard is upon the one who started the testimony.
因为金灯台，灯台的目的就是为着见证用的，发光用的。
The purpose of the lampstand is to uphold the lamp.
他在 信里面告诉我们，如果你的灯台不发生作用的话，我就把你灯台拿走了。
If the lampstand no longer has effect, it will be removed.
那灯台的目的是为了发光。
The purpose of the lampstand is to uphold the light.
是为了做见证。
It's for the testimony.
是在那里持守一个见证。
Is to uphold the testimony.
是 hold on 一个 testimony of Christ.
持守耶稣基督的见证。
他在这里，这个见证不是教会自己的见证。
That is not the testimony of the church by itself.
乃是耶稣基督自己的见证。
It is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以他一开始的时候就告诉他，耶稣基督就是那一个诚实做见证的。
So he started by saying Jesus Christ is the faithful witness.
我们知道树。
We know a tree.
生命树。
The tree of life.
如果是一条是一个活的树。
If it is an alive tree.
它是一定会枝叶茂盛。
It will have much leaves.
它会结果子的。
It will bear fruit.
因为它有生命。
Because it has life.
如果它生命丰富的话。
If he has abundant life.
它就枝叶茂盛。
He will have much leaves.
它果子更多。
Many fruits.
有个河。
There is a river.
河。我们知道在美国西部开拓的时候，有许多人去挖那个淘金啊。
We know at the Western Movement, they people go to the west to find gold.
他们到河里面去淘金。
They go into the river to dig gold.
因为他要把那个沙子洗掉。
They want to wash away the sand.
因为他在下游在那里洗。
At the downstream of the river.
因为在下游有泥沙掺在这里面。
Because in the downstream there are much sand and dirt.
可是他知道 河里面所有沙就是因为 上游有金矿。
The reason there is sand and dirt is because upstream there is gold.
一个河流
a river
有一首诗大江东去浪淘尽、啊、
There is a Chinese song
讲到长江
about Great River about the Yangtze River
长江的后浪推前浪
The wave waves after waves
是讲到这一个水势对不对
Let's talk about the water.
是讲到它川流不息。
The water never stops.
它所以能够川流不息，是因为它有个源头。
Because it has a source.
它所以能够有这个水势，是因为它源头源源的不断。
Because the source is unceasing.
树是静态的。
The tree is static.
表示我们跟生命的关系。
Tells us the relationship of life.
圣经上告诉我们
In the Bible, it tells us.
主说我是真葡萄树
The Lord says, "I am the true vine."
你们是枝子
You are the branches.
离开了我，你什么都不能做
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
枝子是应该结果子的
Branches shall bear fruit.
但是你不连着我，你就像一个没有用的枯干的枝子，丢在火里面烧。
If you are not in me, you are like a withered branch will be thrown into the fire and burned.
你要常常的连于我。
You shall be abide in me.
你就结果子更多。
You shall bear much fruit.
把荣耀归给神。
The glory to God.
能够见证这个事物的生命的就是果子。
Whatever can testify the life is fruit.
河水。
The river.
是动态的
is dynamic
所以说在从它的动态的里面可以叫我们知道我们这个源头是什么样的光景
by its flowing we can tell the condition of the source
所以是它里面的本质是什么
to tell the nature of the source
所以说讲到跟神生命的关系的时候
so when we talk about the relationship with the life of God
圣经说就说到有树
the Bible uses tree
有河
and uses river
创世纪的开始
in the beginning of the Genesis
有个园子
there is a garden
里面有树
there is tree
有生命树
the tree of life
还有其他的树
and many other trees
还有河
and there are rivers
到启示录最后的末了
the book of Revelation at the end
也是有生命树
there are the tree of life
也是有河
and there are river
这是上次我们姊妹交通的。
This is the last time our sister shared.
在这河边上的就可以枝叶茂盛。
Besides the rivers, the trees bear much leaves.
因为你得到供应。
Because it has supply.
但是有的河水很不干净的。
But some rivers are dirty.
我们去泰国，有一次去泰国。
Once we went to Thailand.
那湄南河。
湄南 River
我们坐的小船呢就是那个那叫什么船三板那样那个小船
we took boat
带了几位美国朋友
with some American friends
他只是被那个河水溅到一点睛哦、
the water spit on
他第二天在医院里
second day he was in hospital
很脏
Very dirty.
我们看到这边人起床在刷牙。
Here, someone's brushing teeth.
他隔壁在刷便桶。
Over there, someone's brushing toilet.
他们没事。
They are okay.
They get used to. 他们大概习惯了。
They have got used to it.
这个水是脏的时候，看到这个见证的时候，是发生有状况的时候。
When you see the water is dirty, That means testimony has problems.
当这个果子不会结果子的时候，说结的是酸的时候，它就有出状况了。
When the tree bears sour fruit, that means the tree has problems.
他说枝子有问题的时候，是拿什么做标准呢？就是拿他自己做标准。
When the branch has problem, the standard is himself.
所以我们从既然讲到见证，就要讲到时间跟空间。
When we talk about testimony, it's in time and space.
时间上来讲的话，
in time,
它或者说在讲地理的位置来讲的话，
or geographically,
我们就可以看到，我们是从看到。Is that working?
We can.
Thank you. 是从别加摩拔摩岛上，他看到的时候，他真的在好天气。我们去那天天气很好，真的可以隐隐约约的看到，在亚细亚省。这个亚细亚不是地理，是指罗马帝国当时的亚细亚省的中间的这七个教会。
From the island of Patmos, when the weather is good, these are the seven churches at the Roman time. You can see the Asia Minor area.
但是他是从近到远。
But he looks at it, in order.
Yeah, 你看他连启示录上他写的时候，他是从近处一直写到远处的。
The seven letters started from the closest to the furthest.
以弗所。
Ephesus.
斯美那。
Smyrna,
别加摩
Pergamon,
推拉铁推亚推拉
Thyatira,
沙迪
Sardis,
菲拉铁菲
Philadelphia,
老底加
Laodicea.
那求是但是呢见证也是要在时间的里面的。
The testimony is given through time.
所以说在时间的里面就好像一个河流一直从上到下经过一直去诉说年的时候到下游的时候都已经成了泥沙成了 污秽的东西了。
And it's like a river flowing from the upstream to the downstream.
它没有办法显出那个起初那个源头的真实的光景。
The downstream is full of dirt, cannot reveal the condition of the source.
同样这七个教会所显明的就好像从当时主在当使徒约翰的时候，在第一世纪末的时候，一直到现在的二十世纪的光景，二十一世纪的光景。
And these seven churches really reveal the history all the way from the time at John to today, the 21st century.
所以说，它发生在这样的一个光景里面，世世代代里面，它发生了一些世纪的问题。
And these day after day, generation after generation, problems happened.
神自己在耶稣基督的自己的见证是见证什么呢？
The testimony of Jesus, what is that testimony about?
刚刚我们读到在约翰一书里面。
We read in 1 John.
他说神是光。
Said God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
在约翰他自己写约翰福音的时候。
When he wrote the Gospel of John.
他说生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
He said, "Life was in him, and the life was the light of man."
这光是真光。
The light is the true light.
所以说，等到启示录的时候，他讲到说，他是在金灯台中行走的人子。
So when we come to the Revelation, he said, "He's the Son of Man walking among the lampstand."
这个灯台是需要发光的。
The lampstand needs to uphold the lamp.
在他那里讲说他行走在金灯台的当中
He's walking among the lampstands.
等到他说我写给七个教会的时候他说七个灯台就是七个教会
Finally he said seven lampstands are the seven churches.
灯台是要做见证
The lampstand is for the testimony.
如果灯台没有办法做见证 不把这一个真光能够表现得清楚的时候他就需要神自己就开始跟教会要说话
If the lampstand cannot reveal the lamp itself, God will himself speak to the churches.
当使徒约翰写这一封信的时候
And when Apostle John wrote the letter,
他对以弗所的教会
to the church in Ephesus,
他说
he said,
有一件事我要责备你。
One thing I have against you.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
You have forsaken your first love.
你应该回想到你是从哪里堕落的。
Remember the height from which you have fallen.
并要悔改。
Repent.
心起初所行的事。
And do the things you did first.
我们知道在以弗所当使徒约翰是最后一位十二个使徒里面最后一位殉道的。
Among the 12 apostles, Apostle John was the last to leave the world.
当保罗殉道以后
After Paul was martyred,
根据圣经的记载告根据历史的告诉我们使徒约翰就住在以弗所附近的住在这个地方。
According to the tradition, John lives in Ephesus.
那我们也知道当起初保罗传福音到了以弗所的时候
When Paul firstpreach gospel to Ephesus.
那以弗所里面就有一个什么庙，就是偶像的庙。
Ephesus, there is a large temple.
是丢失的庙。
Temple of
Zeus. 在以弗所。
In Ephesus.
同时也记得当这个保罗在经过那里的时候，后来把提摩太也留在以弗所。
And Timothy was also left in Ephesus.
我们从以弗所书里面就可以看到，以弗所的启示是非常大的，启示的光是很大的。
From the book of Ephesus, we know they had received such great revelation.
那么，所以说在以弗所来讲，实在是蛮有爱心的一个教会。
Ephesus was a church full of love.
可是等到时代继续往前走的时候
But as time goes on,
圣经告诉我们
Bible tells us,
他说我知道你们的行为
It says, I know your works,
劳碌
labor,
忍耐
and endurance,
也知道你不能够容忍恶人
and I know you cannot endure the evil ones,
你也试验那自称使徒却不是使徒的
and you have tried the false apostle,
看出他是假的来
identify his false,
你们也能够忍耐
and you can endure,
为我的名劳苦
and labor for my name,
并不乏倦
and not weary.
但是呢我有一件事要责备 要反对
but one thing I hold against you,
就是你们把起初的爱心离弃了
you have forsaken your first love.
我们知道使徒约翰一直在启示的他自己所领受的就是说神就是爱
All the time Apostle John has received is that God is love.
不知道什么时候慢慢慢慢因着神是爱所以说他们在那里因着这个爱就在那里侍奉然后彼此的帮助也彼此相爱爱神也爱彼此在这些教会里面彼此的相爱。
And by that love they were serving God. They were loving God and loving one another.
所以就有许多的行为所以许多的工作。
That produced much works.
很单纯
was very simple.
可不知道等到约翰第一世纪末在拔摩岛上的时候
But at the end of the first century,
主却告诉这一个以弗所教会
The Lord told the church in Ephesus,
告诉他说你把起初的爱心丢去了。
That you have forsaken your first love.
中间差不多隔了四五十年的时间。
In between, there are about 40, 50 years.
我们这边还没有到四五十年啊，我们是。所以，如果四五十年的话，差不多第一代就过去了，那第二代在那里服侍。
In 40 years, the first generation has passed away.
外面还是一样啊。
Outwardly, it was the same.
有行为啊。
There are works.
劳碌啊。
Labor,
忍耐啊
endurance,
不容忍是恶人啊
not enduring the evil ones.
他说，那么也可以试验出那个使徒是的真假来啊
and can test the false apostle.
这个使徒不是讲使徒约翰啊
This is not for Apostle John.
因为那个时候只剩下使徒一个约翰一个人
Because there is only Apostle John among the 12 left that then.
圣灵在这里讲不是讲使徒约翰，因为在那个时候还有其他的受差遣的人。
There were other who were sent.
但他说这个受差遣人，什么叫做假的呢？这不是我差遣的，是你们自己去找的。
Some are false who are not from sent by the Lord.
你也可以认得出来。
You can identify them.
可是有一件事情。
But one thing.
就是你有外表却没有里面。
You have the outward, but you don't have the inward.
神就是爱。
God is love.
你不从这个爱里出来。
If you're not out of the love.
所有外面所做的东西都是枉然的。
Everything outwardly is in vain.
你虽然有外面的行为，但是却没有里面的跟神的关系。
If you have outward works, but no intimate relationship.
枝子要接在葡萄树上。
The branch shall be united to the tree.
离开我你什么都不能做。
Apart from the tree, we can do nothing.
一个教会如果只有外面的行光景。
If the church has only the outward condition.
外面的行为。
Outward works.
热热闹闹的。
Very crowded.
可是里面却没有神基督的爱，没有神自己，神就是爱。
But inside there's no love, no God himself. God is love.
神说我要责备你。
Lord said, I have this against you.
你失去了见证。
You have left your testimony.
你失去了那持守，原来持守这应该持守的一个见证。
You have left the testimony you are to uphold.
你不再是一个生命的树。
You are no longer a tree of life.
就好像一个圣诞树。
You are like a Christmas tree.
那个砍掉的圣诞树，不管你是砍，你不管你是真的也好，是塑胶做的也好。
Whether your true Christmas tree or plastic one.
我们有的时候买在家里就买圣诞树。
Sometimes we can buy a Christmas tree.
下面放盆水。
And then we put
water. 希望它时间长一点。
Hoping it'll last longer.
但是还是死了。
In the end, it will die.
那塑胶树更不用讲了。
Not to talk about the plastic one.
那上面挂的呢，很漂亮。
You can hang many things onto the tree.
都有外面了。
You have the outward.
死的。
But it's dead.
所以在这里叫我们看见一件事情。
Here we see one thing.
耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Jesus.
教会应当持守的见证。
The testimony church should hold on to.
什么地方错了呢？
Where it had problem.
耶稣基督见证证明神就是爱。
The testimony of Jesus testifies that God is love.
当我们还是罪人的时候。
When we are still sinners.
他就为我们死，且死在十字架上。
He has died for us and on the cross.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is long-suffering.
害是不做害羞的事。
Love is not to do shameful things.
这个不是只有在婚礼上用啊。
This is not only to be used on the wedding.
事实上。
In fact.
结婚。
Marriage.
夫先妻子跟丈夫。
Husband and wife.
丈夫跟妻子。
Wife and husband.
在保罗的经历里面他说得很清楚。
In Paul's experience, he tells it very clearly.
我讲的是基督跟教会的关系。
I refer to Christ and the church.
从生命的来说。
By life.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
就功用来说。
By function.
他是灯台。
The church is the lampstand.
应该发光。
Shall shine upon light.
但是灯台的本质是金的。
And the nature of the lampstand is gold.
是属神性的，神的性质的。
It is in God's nature.
灯台不发光。
The lampstand stops giving light.
他说我就给你挪去。
I will remove you.
我们在以弗所的废墟里面。
In the ruins of Ephesus.
弟兄们就问。
Brothers asked.
灯台挪走了没有？
Has the lampstand been removed?
有的弟兄讲看不见灯台，看不见见证。
Some said we can't see lampstand, we can't see testimony.
那里已经都是尖塔了。
There's only towers.
你知道那个尖塔到时间它要那样，哎呀哎呀呀，就那个回教要到时候要。
You know the Muslim tower.
那弟兄问说那这样子的话，神在哪里啊
？Then where is God?
弟兄说 当神的教会去转离开了起初的爱。
Brother said, when the church of God forsake the first love,
当神的家被有世界进来的时候
when the house of God is filled with the worldly things,
当神的家在那里到处拜偶像的时候与在属灵的淫乱里的时候
when the house of God fell into spiritual fornication,
神还在那里管呢。
God is still ministering.
他交给犹太人，回教。
He gave it up to the Muslims.
回教只有独一神的。
The Muslim talks about only God, only true God.
让他们把他拿走。
He let them take it away.
有许许多多的事情我们不明白。
There are many things we don't understand.
好像哈巴谷书说的。
As the book of Habakkuk said.
这个葡萄树上已经不结果子了，不发旺了。
The vine has stopped giving fruit.
橄榄树也不产橄榄，也不有没有油了。
The olive tree stopped giving olive for oil.
好像教会的光景是很荒凉的。
As if the church is barren.
他说在圈中啊，这个圈里面没有羊也没有牛了。
And in the flock there's no ox nor sheep.
但是他仍然仰望这个耶和华是他的神。
But he still look up to God.
神仍然坐着为王。
God is still sitting as the king.
仍然是万王之王。
As the king of kings.
他仍然 the ruler of the kings on earth, of the earth.
世上君王的元首。
所以很奇妙的事情，神在这里掌权的时候，有许多时候，所以说这一次弟兄来跟我们交通的时候，他说经过试炼的信心，经过试炼是极其比金子还要宝贵。
So this time our brother came among us and shared with us when faith goes through trial it'll be precious, more precious than gold.
那教会落到一个荒凉的地带的时候，
When the church falls,
他还在那里行，在还在这个金灯台，在这个属天的里面，他神还在那里看观察的。
The Lord is still observing in the heavenly realm.
因为这是他自己见证的器皿。
Because this is the vessel of his testimony.
他仍然做工在这上面。
He still work on it.
直到他的旨意成就。
Until his will be fulfilled.
他仍然在那里恢复他，在责备他们。
He continued to recover to rebuke,
叫他悔改
for them to repent,
好叫他们能够恢复那起初的
that they can recover the beginning,
好像你今天开错路一样
as if you drove to the wrong way,
给你看个 U-turn sign,
give you a U-turn sign,
你这个时候你不要固执啊
now what do you do?
地球反正是圆的嘛
the earth is circular,
我继续往前走早晚会
走 let me go
on, 你就赶快回头啊
turn back,
归回的路
Return.
被掳
When you're captured.
归回
Return.
我不懂大道理，我就讲这样的。
That's what I wanted to share.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
他叫他归回
Return.
一回来以后，发现这个路不跟从前的路一样。
When you return, you're on a new way.
是又新又活的路。
It's a new and living way.
这条路是在耶稣基督里开的。
It is a way opened up in Jesus Christ.
所以他不但是那个见证的标准，
Not only he is the standard of the testimony,
也是恢复的方法。
He is also the way of recovery.
神不仅是爱，
Not only God is love,
他也是义。
He is also righteous.
我们知道神的义，神的爱就讲到神的心啊。
The love talks about the heart of God.
神的义就讲到神的手续啊，这个方法呀。
Righteousness talks about the works of God.
他说保罗告诉我们，神的义是显明在这个福音上面的。
Paul said the righteousness of God is revealed on the gospel.
神的眼光里面两个人，一个人亚当犯罪的罪人，一个是末后的亚当，耶稣基督。
There are two men in God's eye. There is the first man.The sin Adam and the second man Christ.
一个人的罪行叫众人都犯了罪。
Because of the sin of one man, all have sinned.
因一个人的义行叫众人都可以得救。
And by the righteousness of the other, all have all saved.
可以把人挽回到神的面前。
Everyone will be redeemed to God.
你看到那个路吗？
Have you seen the way?
看到神的方式吗？
Have you seen the way of God?
他必须要告诉他的教会说你错了。
So he must tell the church you are wrong.
你要回转，你要悔改。
You shall repent.
要回到那起初。
Return to the beginning.
神是义。
God is righteousness.
义的对面是什么呢？
Opposite of righteousness.
就是罪。
Is sin.
约翰在约翰一书告诉我们说，犯罪的就是属于魔鬼的。
In 1 John it says, whoever sins belongs to God.
我一下看到原来在这个上面有许多教会里面怎么有撒旦的座位，有魔鬼撒旦议会的人，有撒旦的座位啊。
And when the letters were written among these churches, there are synagogue of Satan, there are seat of Satan.
他也告诉我们，这个世界是握在那恶者的手下的。
The world is held in the evil one.
但是呢, 在从神生的人就不犯罪的。
But who are born of God does not continue to sin.
神叫我们真信不仅称义，就称义的地位啊。
God does not only justify us by position.
还有称义的行为。
He will also justify us in works.
不是我们自己能做。
Not that we can do.
而是这个在我们里面的生命是一个义的生命。
But the righteous life that is in us.
是一个爱的生命。
Is a life of love.
所以他在这里呼召这些教会。
So he's calling upon the churches.
你要悔改。
Repent.
在那个在别加摩的时候。
When we were at Pergamos.
看得见吗?
Can you see it?
这个是别加摩的城。
This is the city of Pergamos.
这个地方。
This place.
是丢失的庙。
Is the temple of Zeus.
这两棵树的当中。
Between the trees.
这个地方是当时的在第一世纪末了的时候啊， 走到别加摩的时候， 他那个时候已经在那里敬拜皇帝了。
Back to the end of the first century, they are worshipping the king.
所以说在这里呢, 确实有丢失的庙。
And beside there is the temple of Zeus.
那这个是别加摩的这个城市。
This is the city of Pergamos.
我就问弟兄说, 怎么在教会里有撒旦的座位啊?
I asked, how come there is the throne of Satan in the church of Pergamos?
弟兄说他们在下面聚会啊。
They are gathering down here.
不错, 在这个城里面, 这个为什么在山上呢?
In the mountain, on the mountain.
很奇妙, 他们所有的卫城啊, 就是好像保护这个城的有个卫, 守卫城。
They are the satellite cities.
别加摩啊, 就是那一个守卫的城啊, 高高的城啊。
There is a guarding city.
这个卫城上面都是偶像的庙。
On the garden city, there are all the temple of idols.
并且在当时的环境里的时候，因着有他们敬拜皇帝，所以说今天在他们的当中里面，这个基督徒只拜一个主。
Because they worship the king, but Christians worship the only Lord.
他不是说不尊敬皇帝。
Not that they do not honor the king.
而不愿意把 他只有一位神嘛，就是耶稣基督，就是神自己嘛。
But they have only one God, Jesus Christ.
所以他们就跟这样子跟罗马的要求有点，所以说他就受到罗马的这些皇在这样子在政治上的压迫。
So they, because of that, they are politically persecuted.
可是你看圣经讲说，圣灵向众教会说话，他说，你们当中有一些犹太人呢，他其实不是犹太人呢，他是撒旦议会的人呢。
But in the letter it says, among you, there are the synagogue of Satan.
犹太人是什么人?
Who are the Jews?
是不是神的选民啊?
Are they the chosen of God?
是不是这样的?
Is
可是他说他不是啊。
Yes.
你记得有一次主骂讲这个彼得，他说是撒旦退我而去啊。
One day the Lord told Peter, Satan, get away from me.
所以不是犹太人不犹太人的问题了。
So it is not Jew or non-Jews.
他是不是属合神心意的人呢?
It is whether they are after God's heart or not.
他是不是他知心的朋友啊?
Are they his friend who knows his heart?
所以说在这样子的情况之下的时候, 他也受到犹太人的压迫。
So they also are persecuted by the Jews.
所以说他在那个时候, 他是一个受苦的。
And they are persecuted.
所以说在士美拿就是一个末药的意思。
The church of Smyrna is, the meaning is mare.
那在别加摩的时候，那更厉害的情况是说，在这里的时候，当时的祭司啊，因为那个时候有祭，每个时候是有祭司，皇帝就已经成为祭司了。
In Pergamos, it's even worse. The king is the priest.
那祭司是受到敬拜啊，因为他是皇帝啊。
The king is worshipped.
所以你就发现呢，祭司是代替代是中保一样的代表人到神的面前的。
Priests are supposed to be the mediator.
可是什么时候这些人在服侍神的这些人，这祭司的面前变成他成了受敬拜的对象？
But when was these who serve God became the target of worship?
你看这个跟神起初的心意走行走到什么程度去？
This has went away from the original, the beginning of God.
那么在这个当中的地方，
And in these places,
他说你们当中有巴兰的教训。
Among you, there is the doctrine of Balaam.
你们当中有可拉一党的可尼格拉一党的教训。
There's the Nicolaitans among you.
巴兰本身就一个人应得得利的这样的一个犯错嘛。
Balaam sinned because he wanted to get profit.
但是经过历史历代的和这个时间的进展的时候，
But as time went on,
这件事情不知道怎么变成了一个教训去。
There it developed the teaching of Balaam.
在你当时在他们才看了以后，不知道尼格拉党在圣经里面不知道尼格拉一党是怎么样的定义。
The word Nicolaitans, we don't know the definition of the word.
可是他们就从这个尼格拉的字的意思里面，因为当时这个名字都是有意思的。
But the meaning of the word Nicolaitan
就讲到说，原来这是征服平民的。
Is to conquer the common people.
你就可以看到有一些人是在平民之上的。
There are some who is above the common.
他说你们得救的人，像刚刚我们在启示录里面念，他是说你们是爱平，他爱我们，用自己血使我们脱离罪恶，使我们成为国民，又做他父神的祭司。
We just read in Revelation says, to him who loves us and freed us from our sins, to made us a kingdom and priest.
可是祭司成了神来敬拜了。
The priest became the target of worship.
他在平民之上呢。
He is above the common people.
有许多圣品的。
There are those,
never mind. 所以说他说你们要悔改。
You shall repent.
你不如悔改的话呢，我就快快临到你们那里。
If you don't repent, I will come to you quickly.
我用口中的利剑来攻击你们。
I will attack you with the sword in my mouth.
神给他们是神的话，神的道。
When God gave them the word of God.
神的教会却去那里存在了这个教训，那个教训。
But the church of God has come up with this teaching and that teaching.
他就必须要来这里告诉他。
So the Lord must come here to tell them.
他说你得胜的，我就给你马拿。
Whoever overcomes, I shall give them manna.
隐藏的玛拿。
The hidden manna.
因为时间的关系，我想今天不能交通太多啊。
Because of time, I can't share too much in detail.
我想，但是我要再有一个图给大家看。
I'll give you, show you one more picture.
这个就是那个丢失的祭坛。
This is the altar of Zeus.
这个祭坛现在在柏林。
Berlin，
在柏林，在德国。这个是一个模型啊，就是说模型。
This is a model.
这个东西就是刚刚在那两棵树当中的这一个。
This was the one which was between the two trees.
神的聚会啊，聚会的。在教会的这个聚会的地方啊，已经被世界掺入到教会里来。
The place where the people of God gathers, you can see things from the world.
宗教掺到教会里来。
Religion came in.
只有一位中保，耶稣基督。
There is only one mediator, Jesus Christ.
只有其他的中保可以进来。
There's no other mediator.
你信耶稣基督还不够。
If you trust Jesus Christ, that's not enough.
还要回去守律法。
You go back to observe laws.
教会失去见证。
Church has lost its testimony.
失去了爱。
Lost the love.
有魔鬼。
There is Satan.
在那里犯罪。
They are singing.
所以说他在那里指出他们的错。
So he pointed out their falsehood.
仍然在时有在时间之内，在有时间的时候。
When there is time.
仍然叫他们能够回转。
Call them to repent.
就像刚刚高弟兄带我们，在有时间的时候能够叫他们回来，能够得到这个福救恩。
When there is time that they can get this salvation.
神自己里面，等到他，我们看启示录的时候这样讲好了，做个结论。
Let me conclude.
我当我再去看启示录的时候。
When I go back to look at Revelation,
那个给七封教七封给教会的七七个教会的信啊
，The letter to the seven churches,
我就一下看到说那个据点不是落在凡圣灵向众教所以说话凡而有的就当听。
I saw who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
那个据点是落在说我必快来。
That's not the focus. The focus is that I will come quickly.
主耶稣啊，我愿你快来。
Lord, may you come.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣他们同在。
May his grace be with the saints always.
Amen. 他告诉他们。
He told them.
有一天。
One day.
有个世界上最大的灯台。
There would be.
新耶路撒冷从天而降。
Greatest lampstand, New Jerusalem come from heaven.
中间羔羊自己是灯。
In the midst, the lamb is the lamp.
四周的墙是透明的。
The walls are transparent.
许许多多都在信心里死的。
All those who have died in faith.
但他渴望的是那一个是神所经营所建造的城。
They look up to the city whose builder and architect was God.
神是光。
God is light.
他说你们也是光。
You are the light.
你去仔细读啊，马太福音，他说你们不是做光啊。
You're not to do as light.
你们是光。
You are the light.
光不能藏在斗底下。
Light cannot be hidden underneath.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
City is built on the mountain, cannot be hidden.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
虽然我们有错。
Although we wrong many times.
但是主耶稣有宝血。
But Jesus has the precious blood.
有十字架。
Has the cross.
能够叫我们在知道责备我们知道错的时候，圣灵来责备我们，我们知道错的时候。我们能够心的信回到主的面前。
As the Spirit rebukes us when we are wrong, that we may know and repent.
他的宝血永远有效。
His precious blood is forever effective.
他的十字架的成就能够在信的人上显得完全。
The cross can reveal on those who believe, reveal as perfect.
我们一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然我们有难处。
Although we have difficulties.
虽然我们有软弱。
Although we are weak.
虽然有的时候我们实在失去了我们应该持守的见证。
Although many times we have lost the testimony we should hold on to.
但是你留下时间在那里怜悯我们。
But you leave time for us.
仍然在这里挽回我们。
You have mercy and try to.Turn us back.
我们当初怎么蒙恩的？
How we first had grace.
靠着你的血，靠着你的十字架。
By your blood and your cross.
今天我们仍然能够靠着你的宝血，你的十字架，能够回转到你的面前。
Today still by your blood and cross we can return to you.
你爱我们，实在是爱我们到底。
You love us to the very end.
你救我们，是在救我们到底。
You save us to the utmost.
愿你的教会。跟你在耶稣基督里能够得到荣耀。
May you be glorified in Jesus Christ and in His church.
直到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
谢主，让我们看到主的心意在教会里面。让我们来唱一首诗歌，是在678首。Let's sing hymn 678. 我爱你国度。